Welcome to the Friday edition of the News Hour. Hey, we made it, kids. If nothing else, the United States House of Representatives is laser focused on this effort. What is it? We'll tell you about it. Today, we're told there's 600,000 more of them. Who are they? Well, we know who they are. Wall Street and the stocks, been one of those days. Are you young, feeling the economic pinch? Well, there's a reason for that, and we'll tell you all about that as well. Folks in the U.S. Senate did something that will assist about 5,000 Iowans, but then that's the Senate. You can get your geek on in Ankeny this weekend and win some cash. Those stories and more this afternoon, along with our special guests, the Iowa League of Heroes, in studio this half hour. We've been looking forward to this for some time. And next half hour, our own Cheryl Tessier is back with Cheryl's Social Scene, stuff that you can do as you eat, love, and play Des Moines. The news is next. Stay with us. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour. We're going to be joined by members of the Iowa League of Heroes. Hey, it's Friday, and we're just having fun. All right, hang in there with us. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour. Thanks for being here. Lady Madonna,
children at your feet. Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplett.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, that's what they do, iowacomputerrepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got 25 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Lots more news going on there, but we wanted to get that out about the DMARC Food Pantry. They are really in desperate need of your help, and if you can help this weekend, drop food off, make it into the Red Barrels, or drop some cash, or go online, it's very helpful, and you'll be helping families throughout the Des Moines Metro. I've been looking forward to this for a long time now because, I didn't know these guys existed. Well, I do know they existed. I've seen the movies. But I didn't know they existed to this extent here in the Des Moines Metro. We're talking about the Iowa League of Heroes. And here in studio with us is not only the Dark Knight, but also Spidey. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Iowa League of Heroes, what they do, and where they all came from. Welcome, Dark Knight.
Thank you for having us.
That's quite all right. It's my pleasure, gosh. And Spider-Man, good
hey,
to see
you. Hey, true believers.
Yeah, all right. So where did all this start at?
Oh, my. Spidey, you want to answer that?
Yeah, not a problem. So here's the thing. I mean, obviously that we have a full schedule on top of personal lives, and had that chance to meet up with Dark Knight and to be able to partner with him to say, you know what, let's take this outside of just crime fighting, but let's focus on the kids. We need to have a bigger impact and positive message, not just the action scenes on the movie, but let's make an impact on kids where we can go out and have fun with them. So we teamed up and in kind of a off-the-record campaign to go out and do goodwill missions and then have an impact on kids.
And this has really grown. You guys have known each other for a long time, but this has grown now for other members of the superheroes staff, if you will. I mean, you've got Wonder Woman hanging in. I can't even name them all. And when I saw you, I have seen other people in character, in costume, if you will, but that's just it, costume. What you guys are doing is Hollywood material. This stuff that you're wearing and your lifestyle even is really injected into this whole thing. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Thank you, Mike. Yes, that's absolutely true. We try to hold ourselves to a higher standard. We believe that we don't want to be misunderstood to be just a guy or a girl in a costume, but we want to be taken for a hero in their suit. And so we do reach for that standard, and we strive to make sure that anybody that is looking to do similar goodwill missions with us, that if they want to join, that they hold themselves to the same standard.
Now, that means that not only are the suits Hollywood class suits, but so too you guys go through a pretty vigorous regime to keep your fitness going. Would that be correct, Spidey?
Well, according to the bad guys, they want to keep us in check. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen some of the, you know, I've been with you a couple of times now, and I've seen some of the poses that Spidey makes. And you get down on and those kinds of poses, you got to be a pretty limber guy. And it works out very well. Along with Spidey and the Dark Knight, we also have other members of the crew. Who else you got?
Well, as you guys know, if you follow the comic books, they modeled my life. We do have Spider-Girl, which mm-hmm. is my daughter, Mayday Parker. Mm-hmm. She joined the team probably about 6 months ago and has been wherever the webs as well. Dark Knight has been soliciting Catwoman on a nonchalant basis, so we kind of reformed her bad habits and
gave
up the ideas of stealing. So now we got to focus on stealing the kid's heart instead. So right. She has joined the team.
Yes, and we've also brought in Wonder Woman, and we've brought in the Black Widow and Batgirl recently. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. We are working on a couple other characters, which we will not mention at this time, right. But they are hard at work.
I see. Now, those of you who are listening, if you want to check this out, and I'm not blowing any smoke here, you got to go to their Facebook page and check this out. It's Iowa League of Heroes. All you have to do is go on Facebook and type in the search Iowa League of Heroes, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. These guys are for real, and it is absolutely amazing. Now, I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea that you're just doing this for kicks and giggles, okay? There's a real sense of purpose to this whole thing as well. What is that, Dark Knight?
Absolutely. Our purpose is to be there to be an example for the young men and women of today's society, just by leading by example and to encourage them to do good, make good choices, and live a good life for the right reasons.
And you're also doing some pro bono work out there. I mean, you do get paid for some of the gigs that you do. Let's make that perfectly clear. I mean, you know, this costs a lot of effort. There's the time and money and effort involved in all of these things. But you also make some stops for the kids at hospitals, at homes, at things. Spidey, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you bet. So basically what it is that when you go to a venue like the circus or the state fair, whatever it may be, I mean, that's common ground for families to come together and have fun. But there's going to be the venues that kids can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that, like the Children's Families of Iowa do a lot of sponsorships that kids just can't get out, whether it's going to be physical or ailments, children's hospitals. So what DK and I have also made a campaign to do is go out and see these kids on a regular basis as much as possible. So because everybody needs a hero, young and old alike. And so it's our chance to go out and see these kids that normally can't go out on an everyday basis.
If you've got a question for the Dark Knight or for Spidey, you can reach us on Twitter. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. You just did the Variety Club telethon. Lots of folks saw you there, I'm sure.
Yes, we did. And that was an absolute blast. And so, you know, we want to definitely say a special thanks to the folks for having us out there. That was a fantastic event. We met a lot of wonderful people. And it was wonderful. As posted on our Facebook page, we did have a fatality, unfortunately. The Dark Knight lost a cowl.
Yeah, that's kind of expensive, isn't it?
It's a very expensive ordeal. Whenever you lose just one vital piece of your suit, it can be quite expensive to replace.
I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, sure you did, Spidey.
Spidey, how many gigs are you guys doing in a month?
Collectively, I would say we're probably averaging about 3 to 4 a month right now.
And is that mostly in the metro, or do you go outside of the metro as well?
We'll go wherever we need it, no doubt about it. But right now, Solar is just, I mean, as far as just the Iowa campaign, uh-huh. we're staying right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, I can't underscore this enough. If you go to their Facebook page and you check out some of these photographs, you're not going to believe what you're going to see. I was most captivated, and of course, she's absolutely charming, by the way. Wonder Woman, not only her makeup, but her dress, the way she looks, even. I mean, this is spot on Linda Carter, you know? And do you guys get a lot of that when you're out? I mean, do you see in the kids' eyes that they believe?
I've never called her Linda before.
We do. And that's, I think, what has captured our hearts to do this type of a service, is because when you have a little guy or a little girl walking up to you enough times mm-hmm. with that big glassy-eyed look, and they give you a hug out of the blue, it totally melts your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It really does.
You make some hospital visits at the same time, and again, we kind of talked about that a little bit ago. What's the most touching thing for you, Spidey, when you walk into some child's hospital room that he or she can't get out?
It's definitely a test, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. If you go to a kid's cancer ward and you see a child that's wrestling with leukemia or any form of cancer, and regardless of the stage that they're in, it is a test of your character, no doubt about it. And the thing is that you're just a vehicle at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
You're hoping that there's you know, God working through you, that you can go in and have an impact on this kid's life, and just for 20 minutes, he can forget his ailment.
Mm-hmm.
He can actually just be a kid with a hero and a true belief hero, not a guy in a suit, us in our uniform. It's a true hero, and that chance you just to bring some joy in his life. I've broke down many times and tried to get myself back together again, and it's tough because there ought to be a law that no kid should ever have to deal with something like that.
Yes.
But the thing is that those kids need a break.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that's what drives
from
us.
Your mouth to God's ear. One of the curious things to get back on a lighter stand is that a lot of the photography that you're doing is very recognizable in and around Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And you've employed some pretty good photographers to follow you around to shoot some of this stuff. I suspect, now, where does the money come from? Have you set up a corporation, or what's the business side of this whole thing?
Nope. We print our own.
Yeah. We're like the Federal Reserve. You know, we just make our own. But no, it's all out of our own pocket.
Hmm.
This is a worthwhile cause, and so we want to make sure that we are setting the right standard. And
yeah.
So we pull it out of our own pocket, and we make sure it happens. Rachel Brugioni, photography, mm-hmm. phenomenal mm-hmm. photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope she sticks with us for quite a while.
Well, I think the other interesting thing is that you guys spend some time in the gym so that you can remain buff about all this stuff. Is that accurate, Spidey?
Yeah, it's pretty much a daily activity. Diet and check.
So along with your personal lives, as you remain undercover here in the Metro as ordinary citizens, then you come out and you are these superheroes. Do you find yourself taking on that persona much as you get deeper and deeper and deeper into this? Is it a little scary?
We do,
yeah,
in a very big way. I have thick manuals at home. I know, I know who I am.
Yep.
And does your analyst talk to you about that?
Yeah.
Well, it's a real pleasure to sit down with you guys and talk a little bit about how all of this works. How do people get a hold of you to make requests for your appearance? And where's the site? And what do you do?
The best plug that you threw out there, Mike, just nailed it. I mean, you can go to our Facebook page, which is IowaLeagueOfHeroes.com. We have a website underway with that domain. It's under development. We got a splash page and a calendar of events and a link to our Facebook page, but we'll hopefully get that built up with photos and email boxes that you can reach out to us outside of Facebook. In case you're not part of that social media, but right now Facebook probably is our best venue.
Yeah, if there's, are you guys interested? Would you, if somebody were to say, hey, look, because of what it is that you're doing and because you're doing so much, would you guys take a pro bono somebody to go ahead and build out that website and be done with it?
So
here's the challenge, friends. If you're listening and you know somebody that's into the whole web development thing, and you want to do something really good for the kids here in the Des Moines Metro and here in Iowa, if you want to help out with this whole project, I can't think of something better that I wouldn't want my name attached to, is contact these guys through their Facebook page and say, okay, look, you know, let me help you put together this website and make it come to life so that more people out there across the United States can get to know more about the Iowa League of Heroes. I think it'd be a great thing. Thanks, guys, for
Thank
coming
you.
In.
Thank
we
you.
Really do
Thank
appreciate
you very much.
It. All right, we're going to wow, where'd the time go? We still have Cheryl. Cheryl's going to come in and eat, love, and play Des Moines. Got to get that done. We've got to go through the Wall Street Journal report, take a look at the stocks of local interest. We got to get out of here. Let's make room, get that done, and then we'll come back with Cheryl Tessier, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there with us. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.